What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's another first. It's another first day of football. Off Labor Day weekend. First time where the games are this week. And first Ross Tucker. That's big.
Huge.
Let me see if I nail this on my first take. On the Western Hotline, Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, hi.
That was awesome, Mike. Mayo, hang. Mayo, we have a great segment right now.
You got to hang on to the end when I get to do it, Ross. I'm going to need your review on how I do it.
I read what was written. I just will say that, you know, to anybody who's questioning me. I read what was written.
Can I just say one thing, and this is all sincerity? I am a big fan of puns or play on words. I'm a big fan of dad jokes. And in fact, anybody that watches the Bills on CBS on Sunday will probably hear at least one or two of those. And I'll say this. I'll give Hellman's Mayonnaise a lot of credit. People are never going to forget this segment. They're not going to forget. First of all, not just because I'm on, but now, like right now, they're just thinking about the Mayo game day. It's amazing.
Dude, I got this email.
Advertising for people to remember.
Yeah, I got this email while I was on vacation last week. Saw it, and I mean, 25 years or more now doing this, I had it memorized the first time I read it. Like, there are things, like, we used to talk to former Sabre Rob Ray every Sabre game day, and he had like four sponsors, and three seasons, I still had to read every one. I never memorized
resonate.
It. But may your game day be delicious. I'm ready to roll.
Yep.
Yeah, there's certain things that, like, you can't get out of your head, like the 1-877. Like, I'm not going to, I don't know if they're a sponsor, competitor, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things that, like, even if you try to get it out of your head, you can't.
I referred earlier in the show to a friend of mine named Jake. What does Bulldog say? State Farm.
Jake from State Farm.
I mean, just they own a person's name now.
Right.
Terrible.
I mean, unbelievable.
Maybe good. Ross, did you just go to Hawaii for 2 days?
No. I flew out to Hawaii on Wednesday and got there in the afternoon. Thursday, went to Pearl Harbor and then met with the Hawaii players and coaches. Friday morning, I went to Hawaii's practice. Friday afternoon, I met with the UCLA players and coaches. Called the game on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, 1:30 p.m. Hawaiian time. As soon as the game was over, I had a couple of Lagunitas in Honolulu Airport. Did the red eye to Denver. Did Denver to Dulles Airport so I could get close to my house in two flights. Got a car from Dulles Airport directly to my buddy's pig roast, where he had four kegs. I literally did a birdie bath in the airport bathroom, where I changed my undershirt, I put new deodorant on, sprayed too much cologne on, and brushed my teeth, and went right to the pig roast. You're not like this is. This is not amateur hour.
No, this is a well-oiled machine. Is what this is. That's
everybody
impressive.
Everybody there. Imagine. Okay, imagine being on a 90-acre farm at your buddy's house in central Pennsylvania, and everybody there saw you, or not everybody there, but a number of people there saw you on TV the night before in Hawaii.
Right.
And now you're eating cheek meat and drinking a beer with them and their kids at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That is a...
this is why you guys have me on. Like, this is the type of things that legends are made of.
That is a big time flex. I just know, like, sort of out here going to Hawaii, which I did for the only time in my life 3 years ago, you know, can we get 11 days or whatever, just to go so far.
Right.
And, you know, no, it wasn't 2 days, but it was four. It was a work trip. That's what happens sometimes, but I'm sure it was worth it.
No, I would never recommend going to Hawaii for that short of a time. And, you know, I have other stuff to do. I couldn't go on vacation. I wanted to get back to my family. So two interesting things about that. Number one, as a broadcaster, you get paid per game, right? So I wish every game I called was at Hershey Park from my house,
right?
Because you get, like it's the same amount of money for 5 days versus 4 hours. You know, if I just drove to Hershey Park,
right,
called the Bills Cardinals at Hershey Park and drove back. Secondly, that was my fourth time to Hawaii. My first time to Hawaii was my honeymoon. And do you guys know who paid for the first class plane tickets each way?
Drew Bledsoe.
Nailed it, Mike. That was awesome.
All right.
You nailed it.
Yes.
2003, the lineman gift from Drew to the starting offensive line was two plane tickets anywhere you wanted to go. And it just so happened that I was engaged and then we were getting married. So, I don't know for sure if they were first class. I think somebody at the Bills might have told me someone to talk to at, like, the front desk or, the counter that was a Bills fan or whatever. I think the value that Drew gave us was $1,500, which was awesome. I don't know if that was enough for first class, but we got bumped up at least one of the ways, which was great.
Awesome. Good to have you back, Ross. We've got Here Comes Week 1, Bills and Cardinals, and you'll be on the broadcast for CBS on Sunday, I believe. What do you think here? So we've had a summer with the Bills where I think also nationally but locally some newer element of pessimism with Diggs and all the other guys who've left, now the Milano injury, versus a Cardinals team that seems more the opposite, where people are optimistic for a full season, a healthy Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison, of course, too. Not to say that makes them better than the Bills, but one team is kind of being hyped and another one seems to have its share of doubters.
Yeah, I think it's all relative, right? I think that people believe the Cardinals are going to be better than they were last year, and they are. It would be weird if they weren't. Year two of this regime, they've got some better players now. They've got Kyler Murray a year removed from that injury. He'll start the season. You know, last year it was like Josh Dobbs and these guys. So the Cardinals should be better than they were last year. So I think people are optimistic that they'll win at least a couple more games this year than they did last year. For the Bills, I don't know if you guys are looking at it this way, but on some level, and I think maybe we talked about this when we visit in the offseason, it does feel a little bit like the Buffalo Bills 2.0 under Sean McDermott and Josh Allen. You know, it just seems like a good chunk of the guys that, if you think about like the last 5 years, and we wrote down who we thought were like the top 10 core guys on the Bills during this extended playoff run they've had, It feels like a bunch of them, right? Poyer and Diggs and Morse, and I'm sure you guys could name another.
Hyde and Tre'Davious White, I think, would be on that list. Yeah, sure. They're all gone.
Hyde and Tre'Davious White, right. And then even just because of the injury, Milano.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, you're probably talking about seven of, like, the 12 guys that would be most associated with this era of Bills football. That's a lot. That's not, but, you know, I don't know. I think when I look at the Bills' depth chart, somewhat similar to, I would say, the Dallas Cowboys, especially with the Milano injury, I think it's probably hard to look at it and say, well, they're definitely better this year than they were last year because of X, Y, or Z, right? Like, they're definitely better. Like, nobody's going to say they're better at receiver, right? I mean, maybe they're better at offensive line. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I think McGovern's a different player than Mitch Morse at center. And then defensively, I don't know that people would look at them and say that they're definitely better than they were last year. So I think that's maybe the reason for some pessimism. I guess I would say, you know, the last however many years, 3 or 4 years, the expectations for the Bills have been really, really high, and the optimism has been off the charts, and the end result has been basically the same. So maybe this is good. You know, maybe this is the other way to go. You know, I mean, nobody had high hopes for the Chiefs after they traded Tyreek Hill, right? My thought was, wow, well, they're trying to build this thing for the long term, and they don't want him around. They don't want to pay him that money, and we'll see what happens. Well, what happens is they won the next two Super Bowls. And I'm not saying that's what will happen with the Bills. I'm just saying it is possible, right? It is possible. And I think what people forget at times is that last year, after Joe Brady took over, they were better offensively not throwing it to Diggs that much. I mean, they were. They were a better team. They were better offensively when they were not throwing it to number 14 as often. And I don't know why, you know, that was the case. But I think that part of it would have to be encouraging for Bills fans.
Yeah, you've also got with, you know, keeping with this idea that, you know, they're not as chic a pick as they've been other years here, you've got that they have fallen short. So even you get the roster point is certainly a sound point to make, and it's been talked about here for months here, as you can imagine on our show, Russ, all those players that they lost. So that could push you, like someone from outside, just looking, you know, forming independent opinions about the league for the year. Like, the Bills have also been in the spotlight, and Allen is somewhat of a, you know, he can be a polarizing player to some extent. I think a lot of that is just to get attention and hype and clicks and all that crap, but still, he's a talking point within the league and certainly has his detractors. But then you've also just got, we're bored. You know, you're supposed to be great. You can't close the deal. All right, get out of here with them. Give me somebody new, right? And the roster turnover sort of helps you get to that. Like, I can certainly see if I were working in Cleveland or Detroit or Montana and thinking about the Buffalo Bills, be like, yeah, they lost a lot of guys and they haven't really gotten there. And maybe this is just like a fallback sort of, you know, just transition kind of year.
And I'll add, you know, Rodgers being there for the Jets, I think is a major factor as well. And I guess the belief that, you know, it's going to be a tough division. I did my AFC predictions recently on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I had three of them making the playoffs. I think I had the Bills at 11-6 and both the Dolphins and the Jets at 10-7. But it could easily be different than that. And, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if any of those three teams won the division. And so I think, just seeing some national people and what they picked today, I think part of that exists too, right? Like, the Bills have been owning the division. They've been winning the division all these years. And there's two other good teams that a lot of people think are good teams and think are playoff teams. So it just seems like a pretty easy year. Say, well, listen, this is the NFL. You know, there's changeover every year. There's different teams that make the playoffs, win divisions every year. AFC East is a good division to pick the Jets or the Dolphins.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with Ross Tucker on the Wes Herr Hotline. And while I'm thinking of it, I do want to mention that Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Not as wow, but good, right? Sure. I mean, just not
solid, informative,
right?
Complimentary,
longer,
sure,
longer. Yeah. So, Ross, you're going to be up here for Ravens Chiefs, apparently?
Yeah. So I don't know if people know this, but the way it works for NFL, it's actually a full additional day commitment more than college. College, you typically talk to the away team on a Zoom during the week, and then the day before the game, you watch the home team's practice and you meet with the home team. NFL, Friday morning, we'll meet with McDermott and go to the Bills practice and then meet with players and coaches after the practice. And then Saturday, you actually typically go to the away team's hotel and you meet with them there, and that's when you talk to the away team. So whereas college, it's, you know, basically a Friday-Saturday commitment. NFL is Friday-Saturday-Sunday. So I got to get up there Thursday night. And my friends from Labatt Blue Light and I talked. I said, listen, I got to be up there Thursday night anyway. And it's Ravens-Chiefs, which is a huge game for Bills fans, which I'm actually curious to know. I think I know, but I'll ask you guys and maybe the listeners. They can hit me up on social, at Ross Tucker NFL. I'm curious to know who they will be rooting for. So anyway, we're going to do a watch party where I'll be there from 7 o'clock till at least halftime. I don't know if I want to say that the whole game. And meeting as many Bills fans as I possibly can at Danny South near the stadium in Orchard Park. They'll have all kinds of specials with food and Labatt Blue Lights. If you've ever wanted to either meet me or drink a beer with me, this is your opportunity. And if you've been listening to these segments every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on WGR the last couple of years, and you don't want to have a beer with me, what have you been doing? Like, what have you been listening to the whole time? Of course you want to have a beer with me, and you can do it. Thursday night, 7 to 9:30, Danny South, sponsored by Labatt Blue Light. Those are my guys.
It's actually near two stadiums now, almost. I mean, the new one is...
halfway done, I don't know.
Yeah, right. the new one's coming along, Ross.
Is it really halfway done?
I'm sorry, I should not have put any kind of a timeline on that. I know, it looks like a stadium
right. That's
being built.
Right, when you look at it now,
When's that supposed to open, do they know?
The 26th season. So,
wow,
so
that's
this
amazing.
Is right. Two more seasons in the old Primark.
And where is it? It's right across the street, like where Erie Community College.
Yes.
Used to be? Where is it?
Yep, exactly.
Right across Abbott Road. Yep.
So I have a question. What happened to the college that was there?
I think there's still a college there behind it.
They just bought the lot.
It's more in the parking lots. It's not, but the college is also being relocated. I'm not sure about the timeline on that, but they agreed to some sort of move. I think last week or the week before. So
and refresh my memory about the covering of the stadium. What are we working with here?
There's a canopy and I think some percentage of the fans in the stadium will be covered, and like more than half, but there's, you know, a portion that will be subjected to the elements.
Also grass.
Precipitation.
But the field will be outside and subjected to the elements.
Yes. There's a similar to what I think there's a canopy like this in Miami, or at least
there
similar.
That is a game changer because of the sun and heat. It's an absolute game. Nobody wanted to go to the games down there until they did this. And, you know, 75% or more of the people are now in shade. It was, like, devastating. Obviously, Buffalo is a different scenario, which is interesting, by the way, because I would think, like, in Buffalo, in later in September, certainly October, you still kind of want the sun, right? Like, you want that sun as long as you can for a Sunday 1 o'clock game, mm-hmm. so it's not colder.
Hey, Sunday is high of 61. From going to games at the stadium on early season Sundays, put me on the visitor side where I would get the sun, but it can get really hot, too. I don't know about hot if it's going to be 61.
This Sunday is a high of 61?
Yes, sir.
Wow, because I used to remember 2003 when we beat the Patriots 31-0, 2004 when we totally blew it against the Jaguars, and that ended up being the reason why we didn't make the playoffs. The weather was spectacular both of them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those Sundays, and I feel like the home opener in Buffalo early September is like a holiday.
Summer
you know,
day.
It's almost like the unofficial end of summer. It's like the last weekend that's like that. I'm surprised and I guess disappointed for Bills fans. I mean, 61's fine, but
yep.
You know, that it's not more like in the 70s. Wow, I'm going from Honolulu, where it felt like 95.
The pig roast.
To the 50s in Buffalo. Interesting.
With the birdie bath, which is not an expression I've ever heard before today. The birdie bath.
The birdie bath.
I've done it.
Shower.
I've done it.
Yeah,
I've done never it. Called
I've
it
never,
anything.
I've never heard of it as a bird bath. It makes sense.
Yeah, I like it.
There's other terms I've heard over the years.
Sure. It, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are not appropriate terms in 2024.
We'll go with birdie bath. It's just fine.
Totally works. Yeah.
Ross, so excited to have you back in our lineup, and I'm guessing it'll be a great few days for you up here. At least I hope so.
Oh, I can't wait. Are you kidding me? I'm wings and beer Thursday night. Meeting as many of you guys as possible. I'm assuming both of you will be there. There's no way either one of you guys have anything better going on. So I will see both of you guys at Danny's South Orchard Park near the stadium Thursday night. It's going to be fun. Oh, you didn't answer my question. Who are people rooting for?
It's got to be Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know? With
somebody replied to me and said they're rooting for a tie, which is actually probably the correct answer.
Maybe, yeah.
For seeding purposes,
sure.
You probably want a tie.
I guess.
That's a hard thing to pull off.
It's a hard thing for me to root for, but yeah, I hear you. That's probably the best answer.
I mean, it really, the playoff results of the two teams means everything. Just Kansas City, what they've done, even against the Ravens, and then the Ravens having fallen flat. I bet most Bills fans wouldn't mind a playoff game with Baltimore, but Kansas City, yikes. I mean, it's 3 out of 4 years, so yeah, that's going to be the majority, I would say. Maybe that's every fan base. Right? Maybe that's every fan base.
Everybody right now wants the Chiefs to lose for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, knowing how close these playoff games are and how often it could go the other way with one play or two, it makes what they've done the last 4 years, in particular the last 2 years, all the more impressive. Because, like, we could each look at games, you know, the Bills game, the Ravens game, the Niners, certainly in Super Bowl, and, like, one or two plays go the other way and they lose the game. But they didn't. Kind of like the Niners against the Packers and Lions. There's like five plays in both those games where the Niners probably should have lost the game, but they didn't. It's just that's playoff football.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, there are certain teams. It's why I do believe in quarterbacks, you know, one loss percentage. You know, there are certain quarterbacks that seemingly very often, if not always, like Mahomes, rise to the occasion in those moments. And then there's others, I would say, probably like Lamar Jackson, that don't seem to rise to the occasion in those moments.
It does change over the years, but that is definitely where we're at. Ross, thank you. Enjoy your trip up, and maybe we will see you in a couple nights.
That'd be awesome. See you guys.
All right, there you go. There's Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross Tucker, Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious, and in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
We ended up talking Bills Chiefs last hour a little bit too. If you have a thought, 803-0550, or on Sunday's game, anything as we get going here this year, now's good. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, this is WGR.
I'm not going to lie, I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to at the end. I'm not going to say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
Brandon Ayuk. For about a month, we were pretty good. He knew he was staying. That might be a slight bit of a stretch, but that's what he sounds like to me. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, week one. Thursday night, Baltimore, Kansas City. Friday night, Peacock alert. Green Bay, Philadelphia from Brazil.
Don't leave your hotel.
I know. Where are we going? To watch Peacock.
I'm working on a plan.
Yeah?
I've got a friend.
Is it Ross?
It is not Ross. I do not have plans with Ross. But that Thursday night thing he's doing at Danny South is definitely on my radar. But the fact that Friday I know is going to be a night out already, because I definitely want to go watch the game. It's only the second game of the new season, and I've not thrown myself on the Peacock subscription. I don't intend to, so I'm going somewhere.
Did you see Gotham Sports last week?
I did not see.
Oh, I mentioned this once. I had plans to get sort of to sit with it for a while on the show, but never ended up doing that. Yankees, Rangers, Sabres. Who else would it be? MSG and yes. Nets, Knicks.
Wow, okay.
All the teams that are on yes or MSG. It's going to be Gotham Sports. One chant, one stream. It was super expensive to be able to watch those teams. How about us in that too? Like, oh, great. I've got to watch the Knicks. I'm paying for the Knicks and the Yankees if I want the Sabres.
It's bad enough that I got to live with the Knicks commercials during the hockey
games. It is bad enough.
Come on.
It's completely wrong.
Yep.
But there's going to be this new service, just what we all wanted and needed. And I believe I read that if you are already like a cable subscriber where you would get MSG and or yes another way, then you would not need this. Like you would not. You wouldn't need it. But if you weren't, you didn't get, like, you have the one service because of the Sabres.
That's right.
So you don't have that, say, and this would be a way in, but it's just going to, I don't remember the numbers. Yeah. $30 a month?
I don't want
something like that? $40 a month?
I mean, what that's going to, no, because I'm still going to need to find my way to all the other stuff. So I'm trying, yeah, that's right. Like, the idea here was to cut the cost down. But, yeah, if they're launching a new streaming venture themselves, they'd have, I mean, I hope they don't do this, but I'd be stunned if they didn't pull MSG off of the streaming service that I'm getting it on, right? How do you sell your new thing? You deprive me of it on the thing I'm already paying for it on. I mean, they would know that it's the only reason I have that. I mean, I do need the other, you know, the ESPNs and all that stuff. Because when stuff is on, like the ESPN main channel, like the ESPN Plus app is great for, like, you know, Major League Baseball and some college golf. Football and golf, like golf early in the morning before it gets to even Golf Channel. Like, great. That's awesome. But if something is on their main channel, you got to enter subscription information to get it on the app. Like, it won't just be there. So in other words, if I can watch it on Fubo, which is about $100 a month, by the way, now, it was such a bargain when I signed up, but it's $100 a month. When I started with that, you know, it's like, oh, great, I got everything, but ESPN, like you're gonna get it on Fubo, not on the app, unless I enter my Fubo information in the ESPN app, and that's stupid. Why would I ever do that? I'll just go watch it on Fubo. But if I don't have that information, I'm not getting the stuff that's on the main ESPN channel. You know what I'm saying here?
Yes.
So, I don't know what I would do. That would be a real, because I'm still gonna want a regular streamer for ESPN and Fox and the NFL, all that stuff. It goes to $30 a month just for the hockey. Oh, my God.
It feels, this is really, maybe it's a cop-out, but it just feels so much this way about so many things in the world not worth complaining about. Like, it just doesn't feel good. It feels like you're behind the times. It feels like you have no chance. I mean, even the idea, how does it trend? It trends toward, and we're already well into this trend, the teams are the ones broadcasting themselves. Like, it's their website, it's their app, it's their broadcast, and their broadcasters, they pay them. It's 100% of it is what they want you to know and think, which is, like, right there, that's offensive. Because the whole idea That's why I wanted to get into sports casting, is to not be beholden to that. Right. And just be able to call a game or talk about a game and do so honestly. But necessarily, team broadcasts, team shows, all of that stuff is not, it can't be that. I mean, it might be mostly that. It's not a personal attack on anybody doing it. It's just, it can't be that. It is the team's message. And what they don't want you to know, you will not find out. So that's already so, we're already so far in that mm-hmm. direction. Yes, is already that when it comes to the Yankees. The Sabres broadcast, I mean,
sure.
This is just always how it is. So now they take that one step further, or two or three, and why don't you just pay us directly for our games and our messaging and our everything? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just do that? Like, why? That seems to be the team's incentive. Well, it's just, you know, isn't this better? If they can make the dollars work, and I don't know that side of things, but that's always where we're, every step is toward that, and it's just wrong. It's just wrong. ESPN or any other network, Nance and Romo, you still can tend to feel, depending on your attitude about this, like you're not getting everything. You're just getting, you know, they talk to coaches and they'll spin that stuff the right way to maybe not, you know, make them look bad, of course. All that kind of stuff. I'm not saying that you should be out there trying to make people look bad. I just want real. And every one of these steps in this business, in that business, if not this business, is a step away from that.
Right. Toward it being more of a promotional arm.
It's
for
all
the teams
an ad.
And the leagues. That's exactly
it's
what it
all
is.
An ad.
Right.
You're not, this is where I get hot, because it's not exactly the same point, but does anybody notice, you've heard me say it, does anybody ever stop and think about and notice that you don't get called a season ticket holder anymore? The Bills and the Sabres do not use the term season ticket holder. You're a member. It's not yours. It's mine. It's not your ticket. It's theirs. So you can be a member in our club and sit in our seats under our rules, and there's a whole bunch of fine print to tell you what you can't say or do. Mm. You can be a member, you know, PSLs, right? I mean, just everything is... this is theirs. And so gradually, or not that gradually, actually, in some respects, you know, a move away from what it always was meant to be, whether it's in terms of the product itself or the broadcasts themselves or anything. And it's just, I don't know, like, I kind of hate all that, but know that I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And I know that it's so much a part of my personal and professional life. And so what is the bottom line? You just feel pissed all the time about it. Like, it's just another thing. This is how politics are for people. This government, this is so many, their workplace, your workplace. There's so many things like this where it's not really about, you know, doing the best job. Just sort of, it's just so top heavy. And that kind of power and control... mm-hmm. in all these different areas is just going to shape the message, and it's all, to me, very depressing.
Yep. I mean, I endorse every word of that. And furthermore, I'll just add that it's part of the reason I think shows that present as not exactly that, right? The quarterback thing on Netflix, Hard Knocks, right? All the content that Pagula Sports Entertainment put out on the Bills or the Sabres. It's behind the scenes, and you feel like, and I feel like maybe this Giants version of the offseason Hard Knocks that just came and went here this summer was maybe the best example of, like, that you're getting some you're getting stuff that made some people uncomfortable, certainly maybe specifically Daniel Jones and his bosses, maybe because of how that was all presented. And that seems like almost groundbreaking now, because there's so little else that's critical at all and objective about any of it. That even stuff that, you know, I mean, you know, Manning is working with the league. His production company makes these series, the quarterback series and the receiver series that has followed it. Like, you know, they're not going to just nail people. But even just, like, we're, I think, so starving, some of us anyway, I'm in this camp, for any morsel of something truth that isn't just already just completely cleansed of any character or nuance or anything, that passes as journalism, and it's absolutely not. I mean, it's a message that they want you to get about everyone, the people, the teams, the leagues, all of it. Yeah, I mean, we're completely, I mean, I'm definitely turning into old man yelling at clouds at this point. But
never going back.
It's just the bell has been rung so many times, you wouldn't even know how to begin to unring it.
Well, week one, here we go, week one. I'm watching every minute of these football games. Don't get me wrong. Paul Hamilton coming up in 20 minutes here on WGR. Bills minus six Sunday at home. Total of 48 against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. We have their most recent meeting was a memorable game, the Bills in Arizona, and a couple others have been, but there's not a lot of important history. It's only 12 games all time, all regular season, by the way, the Bills and the Cardinals.
They've not met in the Super Bowl yet.
Not yet. Maybe this is the year. The Bills are 7-5 all time against Arizona. Their last home game against the Cardinals, early season like this, Rex and the Bills beat Arizona pretty easily. Aaron Williams had a defensive touchdown in that game for the Bills against Bruce Arians and Carson Palmer's Arizona Cardinals. 33-18 was the final. Kind of an unusual score. Great score.
Do not remember this game at all, which is too bad because I really like Aaron Williams. I'm sorry to not remember something really cool that he did. Games that come to, obviously, the Hail Mary, the great last-second pass by Allen to Diggs that put them ahead only to be undone by the Hail Mary to DeAndre Hopkins. That one stands out. Adrian Wilson on Trent Edwards in Arizona back in 08, is that? And then the backwards punt game from the 90s. That's all I've got there. Even if is that in the 90s or was that 80?
1990.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
Okay. I know that because they're shoes. Didn't you have a shoe thing?
I had a shoe game. That was the John Forcade New Orleans game.
Oh, okay. All right.
Where I didn't wear socks.
Right. And it snowed.
And it was freezing. And I just had I don't know. Has the show ever sounded older? Loafers. I was going to say loafers.
No socks. Were you wearing some Dockers with those loafers, Mike?
Maybe. Nothing good happened. The Arizona game with the backwards punt. I mean, miserable wind and weather, and I was living in Rochester then. It was my freshman year of college or second year of college, so I would have gone back to school to St. John Fisher from the stadium, and I'm still like this, but no GPS or anything like that. I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go left. Mm-hmm. Look at the traffic to the right, Abbott to Mile Strip to 219 to 90 to Rochester. Look at that. So many cars. I'm just going to go left. And I end up just going past, all those intersections are busy too. And I don't know.
End up in Mount Morris or something.
I added an hour easily to that drive, just thinking, I'm a 52-year-old dad. I do this to this dad. I'm just going to go around.
I'll find my way.
I'll get there.
Right.
I don't want to sit in traffic.
Yeah.
So I will just not. I'll just go that way instead. Doesn't always work out.
No.
That was that day.
Not that time. Yeah.
Not that time.
No.
Bills and Cardinals, Sunday at 1. We'll have the post-game show, Bulldog and I, right after. This is how we do it. After the game ends.
That's when the post-game starts.
That's how we do it around here.
At least now that we carry the games. Because back when we didn't carry the games, if the game was ugly, we'd have to go on early, and that was always fun.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Get on. It's 38-6 Dallas. Get in there.
Right. Start talking.
But
people are leaving the game.
Yeah. That's right. That was fine.
Yeah.
Paul Hamilton coming up next. Paul runs our station's fantasy league, and the draft is tonight. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and I would think maybe you and he might have some catching up to do on the Sabres. Development camp is next Friday, or the tournament. The prospects tournament.
Prospects tournament, yeah.
Prospects next Friday.
Challenge, I think, is what they're calling that.
Not this Friday.
They're bringing in
next Friday.
Okay, gotcha.
The 14th, or the 13th.
The day after the Dolphins game.
Right.
That's how we do calendars now.
That's also right. So next we'll have Paul on right after sports. Mike Schopp and the Bulldog, WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.